Welcome back in Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5, the game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Chase McCabe here with you. And as promised, we've had a loaded show today. We continue with Bubba Wallace, the driver of the number 23, 2311 Racing Toyota. Bubba, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I know you have to be excited because I can remember a few years ago at Daytona Media Days when the city of Nashville was brought up. Everybody perked up about that. But this the NASCAR returning to Nashville in this market has to be a thrill for you guys because it's such a great racing city.
It is. You know, we've for me, I've been racing over the fairgrounds. You know, when I was coming up through the ranks when I was a kid, and didn't really know much about the speedway. Had one test back in 2013. Made a couple laps. But still, that was 8 years ago. So I'm going into it brand new. We'll get a little bit of time on the simulator, but Nashville's such a great town for, I mean, everything, music, events, sports, you know, you name it, Nashville's got it all. So for us to just be going back to the city, is really special for a lot of us in the field.
Why do you think that this city is important to a sport like NASCAR that is constantly growing and evolving, but now coming back to a city that, you know, is from its roots?
Yeah, I mean, it's a Southern city for sure, and Southern sport. So it's the roots are there, the ties are there. So it's just bringing it back to a lot of people that say travel to Atlanta, travel to Bristol, Kentucky, you know, those venues that are there, these people can get a little bit shorter drive, come out and enjoy one of their favorite sports and cheer on their favorite drivers. So Eric and his staff, hearing him talk about all the work that they've done and will continue to do until race day. You know, it's exciting for everybody, from the drivers, for the fans, the crew members. So it'll be cool.
Eric, how excited are you to see a young driver with the talent of Bubba Wallace take to your track for the inaugural Ally 400?
Well, Chase, you know, I'm stoked about this whole thing and about bringing Series racing back to Middle Tennessee, and for these fans who have been waiting for it for almost 4 decades to be able to see the best of the best, and Bubba included. He and I were talking earlier about when we first met last August, and he talked about his connection to this marketplace, which made my ears perk up because I know how popular a driver he is, and that people are going to want to see him as well as all the rest of the Cup Series drivers who are going to be out here competing for this crown.
Yeah, absolutely. And we cannot wait for the show coming up in a couple of weeks. Bubba, year one of 2311 Racing, and obviously with a new race team, even though you have the alliance with Joe Gibbs Racing, there's going to be a lot of things to figure out. You're coming out of a pandemic, starting a race team. But what has this journey been like for you and getting things going with 2311?
Yeah, it's been a process, no doubt. It's definitely a lot of fun and a lot of challenging times, but it seems like we have all the right people to help us guide our way through those challenging times and still end up with good finishes, good results. So it's fun working with the caliber of guys we have over 2311 Racing, and having Denny and MJ, you know, leading the calls and making things happen behind the scenes to help make our program better has been really cool and cool to understand and see their mindsets going into it. So got a long season ahead of us still, a lot of racing left to do. So we still got a lot of work to do, but I'm excited in the direction that we're heading.
Was one of the most appealing things about this to you being able to work with Denny? Denny's a proven winner. The fact that he's not a champion is surprising to a lot of people because he's a championship caliber driver, but to be able to not only work for him, but lean on him, learn things from him. How beneficial has that been?
Yeah, it's been nice to, you know, hear, you know, what, you know, he does for preparation leading up to races or post race, the ideas that he has and just how we can be better as a team. So he's definitely been a leader in that standpoint. Definitely going to give his opinion where he believes that he can help in our weak points. And then he's also taking an ear to some of the strong points that we do have to help him be better. So just all in all, both of us trying to push each other and push our organization to be the best that we can be.
What did it mean to you when this was announced, this all came together, and you see all these sponsors come on board wanting to not only support this race team, but support Bubba Wallace?
Yeah, it means a lot. It's having people that you don't necessarily, think about and know that they're thinking about you as just trying to be their driver or, to come back and stand behind and support. So definitely appreciative, humbling, no doubt. You definitely can't take it for granted. There's always that next driver that's ready to take your seat. So I got to make sure I'm doing everything I can, dotting every I, crossing every T, and just doing the best and being the best that I can be.
You mentioned MJ. I watched that interview that you guys did for the Daytona 500. I think that was the first time you had actually met him in person. Mm-hmm. I mean, I grew up in the 90s watching the Bulls, a huge Michael Jordan fan. The fact that he's your car owner, one of your car owners, that's got to be awesome.
It is. I've gotten a chance to sit down with him a couple of times now. And at the same time, I'm like, man, this is cool. Hearing him understand things, but then on the other side of things, I'm like, man, it's badass. I'm sitting here with MJ and hear him, chop it up with MJ. So there's two sides of it, but mostly trying to keep it, business related and get things done on and off the racetrack.
Bubba, the last year for you, switching teams and everything that has gone on, watching the sport grow, become more diverse, what have you learned about yourself over the last year with everything that has happened?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I've matured a lot. I've had a better understanding of who I am as a person in this crazy place we call the world and call life. Figuring out, kind of my purpose in life. And so just when you think you got it figured out, there's always something there to test you and to make you think another way. So, just got to keep going, just trying to be the best human being that I can be and encourage others to do the same.
So as we wrap up, you mentioned getting in the simulator and, iRacing has skyrocketed, through the pandemic and everything. We've all used that. But how beneficial is the simulator to drivers, especially when you don't have practice and qualifying most weeks? You're going to a track, as you mentioned, like Nashville, that you don't have a lot of experience. How close are these things now to the real thing?
Yeah, it's spending a lot of time on the sim is definitely beneficial. You can spend too much time on there and create some bad habits, but for me, never really seeing the place or I guess forgetting about Nashville 8 years ago, it'll be good to kind of rekindle that flame and get things going, get the blood flowing again, get the juices going and just get into a rhythm there. Cause that's what it's going to be about when it comes race time.
Well, we can't wait to see that number 23 out on the track at the Nashville Super Speedway. I know it's going to be a lot of fun. And Eric, I know you're excited to have Bubba and all of his competitors out there coming up Father's Day weekend on June 20th. Guys, appreciate the time today.
Thanks, Eric.
There you go. Bubba Wallace, Eric Moses, the president of the Nashville Super Speedway. It has been, as they say, a stacked and packed edition of Chasing Checkers this week. My thanks to Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch, and of course, Bubba Wallace and Eric Moses for joining us. Usually we have Sunday money. We're going to do that a little different. It is All-Star weekend. So you can tune in before the race on our social media channels at @Chasin_Checkers on Twitter, at Chasing Checkers Radio on Facebook and Instagram. And that is where you will find Sunday money for the All-Star race, as I will put those odds out there from BetMGM and help you make some money. I mean, is it going to be Kyle Larson again? Is he going to be the one to win the All-Star race and continue his hot streak, or is somebody else going to come through? Chase Elliott won it last year at Bristol. So we will see. We will break it all down and get you ready for Nashville Race Week on next week's edition of Chasing Checkers on ESPN 102.5 The Game and The Game Nashville app.